The Sunday Grill on Beat 102-103.
It is Beat 102-103 on this bank holiday Sunday morning, and the summer season is here. And for 1,000, that means getting over one thing first and one thing fast. That is the Leaving Cert. Emma Tobin-Coles is from BO Guidance. She's a career guidance counsellor, a teacher. She's over 15 years experience working in education and training. And she has some great advice this Sunday morning for students and parents alike about positive mindset. But before we talk to Emma, during the week, Fiona O'Malley from Turn to Me gave some advice to Beat News on how to manage the Leaving Cert study and stress in these last few days. Let's have a listen.
Well, it's a really important issue, really topical issue at the moment, because a lot of students preparing for the Leaving Cert or sitting the Leaving Cert will be really under an enormous amount of pressure and enormous amount of strain. And it's not just the student themselves that is affected, it's the parents, and it's sometimes the entire family unit, because siblings can be worried as well, and they can see stress on their loved ones. So it certainly can have a domino effect, not only to the student but the entire family unit. So I suppose in terms of managing stress levels, we would encourage students to take it one day at a time. Look at the time they have left between now and the end of the Leaving Cert and use every single day wisely and every single hour wisely. And the best way to do that is to create a study plan for every single hour that you have. It's really important that at this stage you really need to look at summarising, using bullet points, using flashcards. There's a really good online app as well called Brainscape. It's kind of like a flashcards app, and it makes learning easy and fun, and it's really good for rote learning or memory learning, which is what the Leaving Cert is. So we would certainly recommend that. And then we would also recommend to slot in breaks into your study timetable. So if you're working from 8 o'clock in the morning until 8 o'clock in the evening, you do need to incorporate study breaks, not only for your mental health and your well-being, but also for your memory and for retention of information, because you're not going to retain information if you aren't incorporating breaks into your study timetable. And it doesn't need to be a huge long break, even if it's just a 15 minute break every 2 hours, or even if you just get up and stretch and do a bit of yoga or stretching in your room, or walking around the block, or going outside to the garden if you have one. So all of those are good ways to reduce stress levels whilst maintaining I suppose your high study energies. And then on the topic of energy, it's important to eat healthy. Brain food is important, so healthy meats, healthy fish. Try to stay away from fatty food and from sugary foods, because they can just give a spike in your energy levels, and then you can experience a slump afterwards. So things like nuts are good for slow release of energy. Fruits, bananas are really good. And yeah, we would certainly encourage students to try to, if they can't, try to at least one meal of the day, spend it with your family, and try not to talk about the Leaving Cert, try to talk about something else, because when it becomes overwhelming and all you do is talk about it, you know, every single moment of the day, it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy that you are overwhelmed when it's everything that you focus on.
Okay, so some advice there, all about rote learning or memory learning, and which really is what the Leaving Cert is, as Fiona said, and having breaks but using every hour wisely. Emma Tobin is from BO Guidance. She joins me this morning. Even listening to that, I found a bit stressed about it, Emma. Like, really saying to someone, use every hour now up until Wednesday, brings back, and it was a long time ago that I did my Leaving Cert, but brings back that level of, you know, we really push the importance of this. And I do think that the Leaving Cert, it's changed in many ways. But, you know, there's other ways of getting your career sorted and getting into college, isn't there?
Absolutely, Orla. And thank you for having me. Yeah, the Leaving Cert is one way of getting into college, but there are many ways and many other avenues that people can go down. We have the fantastic post-leaving certificate courses that are available in many colleges around the country. So I'm a big advocate of them. You do need your leaving certificate, but the points system doesn't come into play there for the Leaving Cert programs there. So it's very much about, I suppose at this stage, yes, looking at is the Leaving Cert, and you do want to perform perform as best as you can. But I think at this stage, it's about just doing the work and worrying about the outcome later. But at the moment, just keeping yourself very much focused in the present moment and just doing the work that's there. And it is very important to make use of your time, but breaks are extremely important as well. And just making sure that your mind and body are prepared, because if you're overworking your body and your mind, you're not going to perform to the best of your ability on the day. So I really would, you know, make sure that you have that balance of taking the breaks and of making sure you're eating well as well. It's really, really important.
That's exactly what Fiona said as well there about nutrition and also taking those breaks. But she made a point as well that you make too on your Facebook page for Bio Guidance, that, you know, about positive mindset. What Fiona said was when you take your breaks, have breaks with people who you're not talking about the Leaving Cert to, because it can be quite overwhelming and it's almost like you are deciding negatively about the Leaving Cert, which is what you're saying as well, that a positive mindset really goes a long way.
Yeah, I really encourage students just to become aware of how they're thinking, what they're telling themselves. You know, is it I'm terrible at exams, I'm really bad at maths, and just stop that, because it's not going to help you on the day. Your mind really needs to be instructed in what you want it to do and what you want it to achieve. So start telling your mind, you know, I can do this, I can open up my maths book, I can open up the exam papers, I can prepare for this. So giving yourself those instructions that are helpful. So just watching your thinking and just seeing, well, is that helpful or is it unhelpful? And if you notice you're into that unhelpful thinking, just stop and just find some helpful thoughts. So exactly what I just said there, I can do this, I'm just going to open up the exam papers now and just practice a question in maths, I'm getting better at maths every day, I'm ready for the exams, just trust in the work I put in. So you're instructing your mind to work for you rather than going into those negative thought patterns that don't work and actually bring our mind and body into kind of like a defensive mode, so we can't take in information and find it even harder to write out the exam questions on the day. So it's about just keeping that mindset of, you know, we talk about positive mindset, but I like to talk about helpful thoughts over negative and unhelpful thought thinking.
And we could all do that in our day-to-day life anyway.
What
would you say to parents and carers who are dealing with a Leaving Cert student at the moment? What can they do to help on this? You know, we're on the countdown now.
Yeah, and it is, for parents, it's very stressful for them as well. And it's very overwhelming at times, especially if it's your first time going through having a child doing the Leaving Certificate. But I think it's a very practical support that you can do. So it's kind of making sure, you know, that the home environment is nice and supportive, you know, that your child has somewhere to study that's quiet, it's well lit, it's comfortable, and it's free from any distractions. So, you know, that creating that helpful study environment would be really important, and just kind of making sure there's nice healthy snacks there, because I know at times it can be really hard to eat a full dinner, especially when you're studying or got exams. The stress can kind of play havoc on our stomachs, so it's sometimes having those healthy snacks available, you know, like your nuts, your fruit, and bottles of water, and then just being there just to listen if there's any problems without trying to fix or solve it, but just kind of just that being there to listen if they have any, you know, upset or anything like that. Just listening what happened in the exam, but without trying to go into, you know, trying to fix the problem for them, really just providing a space for them to listen, for you to listen to your child. Okay.
And you're quite busy at the moment, aren't you? Not at the moment, but you will be getting busier again with change. Your mind for CAO. Are people just forgetting about that now until they get over the Leaving Cert on the 25th of June, I think is the last date?
Yeah, up to the 1st of July, you can change your mind. Okay. But yeah, so some people, you know, are looking at it. But I think the main priority at the moment is getting the exams done. So really just focusing on that and keeping very present. As I said, you know, it's really important at the moment is just take it one day at a time, one exam at a time. After you finish your exam, try not to go into that post-mortem of what you did wrong. Look at the exam in terms of your timing, how you did, and what you can learn from that exam for the next exam will be really important. But then leave it at that and move on to studying for the next exam.
Okay. I'm going to change my mind because I did so badly in that. Don't be making those
Absolutely.
Rash decisions. Okay.
Yeah, no, it's not the time to make rash decisions or make any decisions. Once the exams are finished, then go back to your CAO form and just review it with kind of a clearer mindset than you do when you're in the middle of it doing exams. It's not the best time to be looking at change of mind just as you're doing your exams. It's afterwards, go back and review it.
Okay, brilliant. Some great advice there. And of course, you're based in Dungarvan in County Waterford, but you know, we live in a technological age. So if people want to get in contact with you, they can find you on Facebook if you look for BO Guidance for Careers. Emma is there and lots of great tips on the run up to the Leaving Cert and during the Leaving Cert there as well, including lots of advice on different courses that are happening too. Emma, thanks a million for joining me this morning.
Absolute pleasure. Thank you very much, Orla.
The Sunday Grill on Beat 102-103.
It's a bank holiday, and what's better than a bank holiday than Brian? I'm so good.
Yeah. Why'd you give me abuse before we went on air then?
Because it's, you know,
Ying
house,
and Yang.
House devil, street angel.
Oh,
that
yeah,
would
yeah.
be me.
Okay, yeah, fair yeah. enough. Yeah, Brian.
Well, Brian is here to talk movies, and the latest in the Mad Max saga has arrived. Furiosa is the fifth installment of this post-apocalyptic series. I did that. I did quite well.
I don't even have to say anything there. Post-apocalyptic.
Post-apocalyptic series.
Oh my, that's embarrassing. Post-apocalyptic.
Yeah, there you go. We call Mad Max. It's a whopper class cast even, but is it a whopper story and movie? Brian's here as usual to entertain us with his thoughts. Will we have a listen? Now, it took me ages to find a clip where there was talking in this.
Yeah.
It's my bugbear. But anyway, this is quite an interesting clip and intrigued me, but I still am not a Mad Max fan. Here we go.
Look what I found.
Who do we have here?
She's from a place of abundance.
What's your name?
Tomorrow, I'll follow the tracks that brought you here and I'll take you home.
Whatever you have to do, however long it takes, promise me you'll find your way home. Plant this seed. Protect the green place. Give me this one gift. Promise. Promise.
There you go. That is Mad Max 5, otherwise called Furiosa. That's the voice of, well, no, I don't think you heard the voice of Anna Taylor-Joy because it was a bit of a flashback to her talking to her mum, I think.
Yeah, it was baby Furiosa.
Baby Anna Taylor-Joy. And Chris Hemsworth is the voice you heard at the start there. Okay, now, when you watch the start of this trailer, it says, this is a bit of an Irish person wouldn't write this,
okay.
From mastermind George Miller.
Yeah.
A bit cocky. A bit cocky.
I mean, you'd see things like from visionary director, from
Mastermind.
Well, this is the thing, Orla, right? If I was to direct a movie, I would probably be like, from the greatest mind to ever exist, Brian Griffin.
From the mind of Brian Griffin, so don't worry if it's rubbish.
Whoa.
Hey.
My mom listens to this. She's going to make you apologize to me.
From the mastermind.
This is what I mean when I say I give you abuse and it's only fair. But anyway, Furiosa, Orla.
Yeah, talk to me about this.
I heard nonstop good things before I went into this, Orla. Everyone was saying it's a movie you have to see.
Okay, Brian.
It's beautiful. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's the best movie of the year.
You hated it, didn't you?
I didn't. I wasn't a fan.
Are you a Mad Max fan in general?
So, Fury Road, everyone... and their mothers on like film Twitter, as it's called, goes on about as one of the greatest movies of all time.
Okay.
I saw it and I was like, I liked parts of it, but it's such a slow movie, like, you know? I'm very much a look, if it's Gen Z problems, I think I need to be stimulated all the time. Fair enough. But these movies, they're beautiful, beautiful movies.
Yeah, but beautiful in a very urban, dirty kind of a way. I'm very funny to you.
Yeah, it's very funny. I don't know, we're very giddy today. But I don't know, I just feel like it's like everything seems so strung out. Like the action set pieces are quite cool, to be fair. I will say that.
Okay.
But it's almost as if you're waiting for them and then they happen and then you're waiting for more and they happen and you're constantly waiting.
Yeah.
And
is it a bit like there was obviously Mad Max's back in the 70s and the 80s. Mel Gibson, in fact, was the star in the second one. I don't know if he was the star of the first one, was he? Possibly.
I think he was one of them anyway.
But it's not, it's no Dune. I don't hear people talking about it when Dune cropped up again and they decided to reinstate the series that was. I don't see people going, Mad Max as they are Dune.
The funny thing is, everyone's like, how is this bombing, right? Mm. Fury Road was like hailed like fantastically. And it's like, fair enough if you're into that, but not everyone is. So it getting the same kind of a budget as something like a Marvel, let's say, movie, doesn't really make sense because Marvel movies are for general broad appeal.
Yes.
Whereas this is a more niche film. 100% it's a more niche film. Because
and what
like,
makes it more niche?
It's a slow-burning action movie. Okay. Do you know what I mean? It's not exactly a...
And do you need to know all the backstory?
Well, this is actually a prequel to Fury Road.
It looks like a
and it actually leads directly into the beginning of Fury Road. And the problem with prequels is, especially ones that lead into the direct start of the next one is, wait a minute, I don't remember this guy from Fury Road. Mm-hmm. So...
Everyone needs to have a function in a prequel.
Yeah.
They do.
So it's kind of one of these things like, what's going to happen here? Mm-hmm. Oh, actually, never mind. I know exactly what's going to happen. And you can't even get attached to too many people then because you're like...
So we have no Mad Max in this one.
There's a part where I'm pretty sure he's on a cliff.
Okay.
And he's like, looks over over a cliff. And that's like from his back and the top of the car. I'm not a Mad Max massive fan. I presume it's him.
Okay. I'd just like to say as well, Mel Gibson was the first three Mad Maxes.
And then it was Tom Hardy. And then Tom Hardy. Tom Hardy. And Charlize Theron was Furiosa in that movie.
Yes.
And because this one goes directly from the end of... This is probably spoilers, realistically, but it's not really. Because it goes from just at the start, before Fury Road starts, into Fury Road. It's like, okay, if she's a younger version of her... Why wasn't it Charlize Theron overall then? Because it's like, okay, maybe it could be Anya Taylor-Joy for a while and into Charlize Theron.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it doesn't make sense then because now if you were watching them back to back as they're intended to be made, like I know obviously it was 2015,
it's like
so
when
9 years
ago. In Home and Away, there was two Pippas, you know? The foster mum. Suddenly Pippa was a red-headed mother.
We've gone through terrible times. But it's just like...
There's also 9 years between Fury Road and this. They're kind of taking liberties in one way, I presume.
Yeah, well,
you know?
It's this made-up universe anyway, so it's always kind of liberties taken. But
true.
I don't know, it's... I don't know, for me, it was just... It was... Because it's like, there's a whole thing, notoriously, Anya Taylor-Joy has only like 30 lines of dialogue in the whole movie, and it's like...
Okay, do you want a black pudding it?
So...
Not a very Mad Max...
Yeah.
Food source, the black pudding, but let's go for it.
I mean, there's blood in it.
Yeah.
There's blood in black pudding.
There is.
There are cannibals in Mad Max. So
yeah.
It can
be
fitting.
How many would they like?
I'll give it like a 4.
Oh, you're on a bad run. A bad run, Brian, aren't you?
I know. I just, even when I said I went to my friends and they said like a 6, but for me, it just, it had been very hyped, you know?
Mm.
So it's like, it had a lot to live up to because, but then again, it was only after I watched Furiosa I remembered. I didn't actually really enjoy Fury Road, you know?
Yeah.
So it wasn't as if it was like...
It's very niche.
It's a niche.
I mean, you could probably say about Dune as well.
Dune has a broader appeal because it has so many famous people in it, you know? In 1984, it was a niche movie. Uh-huh. But when they came out and they had like you think of the cast of Dune now. Mm-hmm. It's Timothée Chalamet.
Mm-hmm. Anna's in there too.
Yeah. Florence Pugh, Zendaya. Some of the biggest names in cinema are in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
Those like
so
those
they needed
two of them.
This. Fury Road like, needed more than Chris
and Anya. Like it's Chris and Anya, but because it's a prequel, they don't have really the options to introduce too many people.
Well, true.
They'd have to get rid of them all because it gets. Do you mean so?
Yeah, I get you.
Honestly, this I don't want to say this could have gone straight to streaming, but
it's okay. 4 black puddings out of 10 for Furiosa, the prequel to Mad Max Fury Road. That's what he gave it. 4 black puddings out of 10. Mm. Brian, thank you very much.
No problem.
We'll see you next week. I hope you're on a better trajectory.
I know. Well, Garfield is out, and apparently that's as good as everyone thought it was going
to
be.
Okay, so. Brilliant. Looking forward to hearing what you think of that. Oh,
people did not think it was great, though. So
I like, love a cat.
That's good for you. I'm delighted. The Sunday Grill on Beat 102-103.